Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Deeper Than No podcast. Today, I'm excited to be chatting with Samantha Neely. She's a total powerhouse in the tanning and wellness industry. She went from selling lotions to owning three salons and managing more, all without investing a single dollar of her own. We get into how she made it all happen, the mindset shifts that led to her success, and why self-care is more important than people realize. Oh, and if you're thinking about starting a business but feel stuck, this episode is for you. But before we jump in, don't forget to like and subscribe for more. Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Deeper Than No podcast. Today I have Samantha Neely on the show. Samantha, welcome.
Thank you so much, Bennett. It's my pleasure.
If you guys don't have your cameras turned on, because I know most people listen audio, turn your camera on because Sam is the most happy, high energy, beautiful smile. I love it. Sam,
thank you.
We got connected through glow tanning and we've actually done an interview kind of following your story. But let's dive into it a little bit again here. Can we start off with, just telling us who you are, your background and what you're doing?
Okay. So currently I am with glow tanning. I am a franchise owner. I currently own three locations in Oklahoma City. I'm operating five locations because I am helping operate two in the Dallas area as well. So that is what I'm doing, operating five different tanning salon spas daily. So I got a lot on my plate, but I guess it's what I prayed for, right?
Okay. And then let's rewind 5 years ago. Where were you at 5 years ago?
Oh, geez. Extremely different arena.
Let me pause. Let's even say like 2.5 years ago, right? Because you hear like, wait, you own three salons and you're running five. You've been in this for 20 years. And you're like, no, it's actually been like 3 years, right?
Yeah.
So, but anyways, give us that backstory.
Yeah. So I guess my motto lately is all gas, no brakes. Because 2.5 years ago, I just joined Glow Tanning as the director of sales and performance. So I joined their corporate structure. I've got 25 years of experience in the tanning industry. So I was consulting for them for a little bit and I joined their corporate team to increase performance and sales overall. Was living in Arizona at that time. I moved to Oklahoma about 2 years ago. To this day, I was actually the 13th.
Oh, awesome.
That I drove to Oklahoma. And 2 years later, I worked for I've owned salons now. I started my own. Started owning my first salon, Shawnee, Oklahoma. That was a year in this past December. And then now I'm at three owning.
I love that.
Investors. And yeah, it's all gas, no brakes. That's all I keep telling myself is keep going, Sam. Keep going, Sam. You got this.
Uh-huh. As you go all gas and no brakes, I guess what metrics are you using to judge, like, hey, should I be spending my time on this or that? And maybe a better question is, like, what are you defining as success or fulfillment? What's the end goal, whether it's, you know, how you're feeling today, 5 years or 10 years? Have you defined any of that yet?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I certainly 2 years ago, when I relocated to Oklahoma, I did not think that I would be in ownership so quickly, right? My plan was, to be honest, was like in 5 years, I want to own three salons, and it's a year and a half in and I'm there. Success to me is freedom. It's less anxiety. But with that comes so much sacrifice. As the entrepreneurs out there know, the sacrifices I've made is relocating from Arizona to Oklahoma. Number one, that's a big change for me. But I do still have my 11-year-old daughter in Arizona. The hardest decision I had to make. But the big picture is finding that financial freedom, building something that I can, have my children be a part of. I also have a 21-year-old son. He's still my baby boy. But everything I do is for my children. I want to be a good example. I want to make sure that I never give up on my goals and dreams. I love what I do in the tanning industry. Glow has complemented who I am professionally. And that's success to me. It's right now. It seems like it's a lot of work. It's the hard work, the sleepless nights, the anxiety. But I look at the big picture and I look at years down the road when everything is structured and I have a little bit more free time as well to spend with my kids.
I love that, and I love that you mentioned talking about being an example for your kid. It reminded me of something on social media that I saw, like a parent talking with their child and, you know, hey, you can be anything. And the child like looks up at the parent. I was like, so, you know, did you pursue your dreams? And the answer was no, right? They were a mailman or I don't know, but it wasn't their dream. And I like that you're like, you could do anything you want to do. And look, I'm doing it. You know, sacrifice is required, but you can do it. So jumping in on that sacrifice, I think there's it's such a hard, I mean, everything in life, anything you need to balance is hard. How do you sacrifice the, like, I want the financial freedom later. I want that emotional, you know, higher states of happiness, less stress later. Is it worth, how much sacrifice is that worth, I guess? And what I'm getting at is how do you, I guess, sacrifice less now so you can still enjoy those things, right? The time freedom, the family freedom. Yeah. Vacations or anything like that. What are your thoughts there?
Interesting question, because I'm struggling with that a little bit. You know, starting a business, it's the first couple years, right? You go a lot, you go without financials a lot.
Yes.
Like what I'm making now, Bennett, the joke is, gosh, I haven't made this little of money since I was 18 years old working at Red Lobster, right? But the big picture is it is the financial sacrifice now. Mm-hmm. And it's worth it to me. My kids see me making sacrifices, my children. And it's just those things that I have to ask myself, is this a nice to have or a need to have right now? I find a lot more joy with less than what I had, you know, 3-4 years ago. I was doing very, you know, very well financially in the moment, but I was working for somebody else.
Yeah.
And I was making them a lot of money and then getting that paycheck. So right now I'm taking a few steps back financially, because ultimately I know that when I reach that goal financially, that it'll set me free, so to speak. And I'm okay with that. There are some days where I question myself, like, is this worth it? And then I circle back around and I say, absolutely. I have a saying I say to myself probably 3 times a day, Bennett, and it's, keep going, keep going, keep just, you know, just keep swimming, just keep just swimming.
That's what came to my mind too when you said that. That's so funny. You said, you know, sometimes you need to take a few steps back. And what I'm seeing, like, okay, I'm taking a step back right now financially, and it's going to pay off in the future. And so what are you doing with your time? Well, you're focusing on you and skills, and the money will follow, right? Like taking a step back on the finances to hone in on the skills, and then money definitely follows. So you're an owner of 3 salons, and I guess I'm going to explain a little bit about the owner's program that Glow Tanning has, which is really cool. I think there's over 10 stores that are open right now, or sorry, 10 people, and it's like 15 plus stores, including Sam, that are owners that didn't have to invest anything. Instead, it was come prove that you can follow the system, that you know how to run the salon, and then we will pair you with an investor to run the salon. And that's happened again. Now you have 3, and that's only been 2.5 years. So this business ownership has been kind of just shoved down your throat a little bit, like, figure it out, Sam, let's go. What's been the hardest thing about owning a business?
Oh, gosh.
Like on the mental, emotional, like anxiety, how am I going to sleep tonight side?
Do we sleep? you know, and it's funny because I've been in sales. I've been in motivational speaking for years. Mm-hmm. Great at that. But at night, I go to bed and I worry about my numbers, right? I'm worrying about store numbers, but then my employees' numbers as well. So it's one of those where, looking at big picture, it's not just about me, right? As a leader, yes, I'm good at sales. I'm good at my numbers. I'm good at mindset work, getting myself, but I've got to make sure everybody underneath me has that same concept, that same mindset going into their days. My thing now is I dream about work. So I'm crunching numbers and I've got to make this. And then my goal is here. And it's just like, I wake up and I'm like, I'm exhausted, but I've been in bed for 8 hours. So, it's a challenge for me. It really is. And just stepping aside, as a high performer, I consider myself, I worked under Brendon Burchard. as a high performance coach for a few years. And that was the big thing is, you know, the all gas, no brakes. That's not high performance. That's high insanity because it's not sustainable over the long term. So I'm really trying to get back into the better habits of really prioritizing, doing scheduling, block scheduling, stuff like that, morning mindset work. And then when your day is done, you cut it off. You cut it off and you go and spend time with things that matter to you, your children, yourself. I've been doing a lot of self-awareness and really getting to fall in love with myself again, understand who I am again at the age of 48 so I can continue to keep going, Sam. Keep going.
I love that. It really does all come back again, yeah, to that internal perspective. Talked about waking up exhausted after you've slept 8 hours. And I just heard some book that I'm reading and it says exactly what you just said. Like you go to bed and your mind's racing. You know, you finish work or whatever, but your mind's racing all the way till you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then you wake up and you feel exhausted. Your body's rested, but your mind's not. Yeah. You know? Who knows how much truth that is, but that's, I'm like, I've seen that. Like I wake up more rested because I heard that and now I'm paying attention. If I can really unplug, you know, at 4 or 5 o'clock and be done. And then, especially if I'm doing exercise in the evening, the next day, I do notice quite a bit of a difference mentally. Yep. But it's like this, you know, you pick up a few good habits and then you forget a few and then you're,
yeah,
it's definitely the up and down. Let's stay on the high performance coaching. How long did you do that for? And what did you like best and least, I guess, about being in that position? Because I imagine it's pretty cool, you know, coaching people, you know, one-on-one and seeing them grow.
Oh, gosh. It was great. And I got into it at a place that I was making a big career move. I traveled professionally in the tanning industry for 13 years. And when I stopped that in 2020 because of COVID and I just wanted to be home more, I got into this high performance coaching. And it was a journey for me that first I got to be coached. I got to really understand my good habits, my bad habits, and the are you kidding me, Sam? Habits that I had professionally that I didn't know, you know? And then I got to coach. It was a 12-week program that I would coach people on, and it was beautiful. I had so many people that would say, you know, not only did you change the trajectory of my life, you changed my life, but you've saved my life, Sam. Because when it comes to high performance, it is being your highest and best self over long term. Mm-hmm. And so there is right now, as all this has kind of happened really quick here with glow tanning, and I'm so grateful. So when I start to complain, like, you know, sleepless nights and anxiety and this, I'm like, you have prayed for this and you've dreamed about this. So stop it and just keep going. I have to get back into those better habits. I lean into, yes, the best habits, you know, and under Brendon Burchard, it's the clarity, energy, courage, productivity, persuasion, influence. He's got a great book out there, High Performance Habits, that I base my life on. I actually have all my leaders in my business reading that book. But you're right, Bennett, we slip away from them, right? We do things that are comfortable for us and that, you know, that aren't hard. And what I've learned is I'm going to do my most growth and development in my most uncomfortable places and spaces. So it's getting back into before I go to bed, an hour before bed, no TV, no electronics, anything like that. And so it's kind of like, no, I'm on, you know, social media and I'm scrolling or I'm reading an email. And then I go to bed thinking, how am I going to answer that email in the morning? How am I going to answer? Mm-hmm. Instead of going, well, I've started doing like lullabies at night, you know, that sleep where a lot of different things. But it's really just tapping into the habits that are going to serve me and that is going to complement me and not complicate my journey.
And I love like, I mean, you mentioned lullabies and I've tried with everything. And it's like, as business owners, we know how to identify a problem and come up with 50 different solutions and test them until we figure out which one works for us, right? And then we can solve it for our business. But we don't oftentimes apply that same skill set to the other things with, you know, with our mental health, with our physical health. We know how to solve problems. It's just, am I focusing? Am I putting my time and attention and, you know, conscious focus on going to bed, so I could be well rested? Because if you do, you'll figure it out. You know, it's not harder to figure out how to get good sleep than fix your business. They're
Correct.
Both hard.
Correct.
It's
yep.
It's just which one you want to focus on.
Yep.
I said, so you, well, you talked about like reminding yourself, I've dreamed and I've prayed about this, which reminds me of like, I got a business coach, took the time to do like a mission statement, and it was all around joy and fulfillment. And then I defining, you know, how do I want to have more joy and fulfillment for me and then others? And I built it off of two pillars. One, you know, the mental health or mindset. And then the other one is entrepreneurship, like helping other people have financial freedom through entrepreneurship. And I was trying to do both of those through Dirty Dough, you know, with all the messaging across the brand.
Yes.
And also like a simple franchise concept. And then life gets stressed and you have to close a store or whatever, and everything just falling down on you. And what I would do is, okay, if I had all the money in the world, what would I do? You know, mm-hmm. I would focus on joy and fulfillment through what I'm already doing, you know?
Yeah.
But because I kept reminding myself, it did help me drastically to get through those hard times. Because like, really, this is exactly what I want. It's just a little bit harder than I expected.
Yep.
But talk to me about the importance of reminding yourself what you prayed and dreamed for, or dreamed about, and then also having that vision before you got here.
Yeah, I love that. Because the thing is I have an 11-year-old daughter that I speak to her morning, noon, and night. She looks to me and my energy, my joy, or lack thereof, energy and joy, that's what she's receiving. That's what I'm filling her cup with. And in this society, going in sixth grade, she needs to feel confident. She needs to feel joyful. So do I do it for me? I can't say that I do it for me a lot. Everything that I do is for my kids. It's just who I am. I am now that she's Olivia is still back in Arizona. There are times where weekends come. I don't have friends here. I don't have family here. Weekends come. Everybody's out having their fun. And I'm like, well, I'm going to watch sports. That's it. So I've really been thinking what brings me joy, right? And it's one of those things is I always tap into my saying in life is every day I live, right? My son's name is Daylan. So he goes by Day. And then I have Olivia. So that's live. Every day I live, I remind myself of it. And I remember being told a while ago, when you understand your true why, right? Like, why do we get up every day? Why am I trying to build this empire? Why am I trying to have financial freedom for my children? So when I tap into them and what they deserve, as an example, as a parent, the how becomes easier. My days when I do feel defeated or sad, or maybe I'm not finding that solution in my business as quick as I want, I can't give up. I just pivot. I pivot and I just go a different direction. I go to a different source. I ask different questions. Because failure is not an option here. Now, failure is part of the process, but I'm going to fail forward.
Yeah.
Because my kids are watching me, you know? And that's one thing is I want them to see. And I've taken professional turns in 2017. I lost it all. I lost it all. At the age of 40, I was living in a hotel with my two kids. They were 4 and 14. And so to rebuild it back up, and not just to build back up financially, but to build my confidence back up. To start working in confidence again and not fear. So I have a crowd of people watching me. The only, you know, eyes that I really care about are my kids, because I'm showing them that with the right energy and attitude and intention, nothing will stop me. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a bad day, but that's all it is. It's not a bad moment. And so it's okay to not be okay, right? You just can't stay that way. So.
A big motivator for me has been studying other businesses, mainly through a podcast called Business Wars. And it'll talk about the history of Walmart versus Target. And then you understand that both businesses almost went under several times. And, you know, GM did go under, and FedEx was one, he was going to go under, like going bankruptcy, flew to Vegas instead, gambled his last $5,000, turned it into 20, went home and made $16,000 worth of payroll. And that's the story of how they're still in business. And First Domino's burnt down and they barely made it, you know. But the key is, these aren't the, you know, these overnight successes. It's just what you said. They just kept going. It's like, oh crap, my first store burnt down. I'm going to keep going. Crap, I don't have enough money for payroll. I'm going to shift over here. Crap, this bank denied me a loan. I'm going to fly to the next bank the same day. And that's how Walmart stayed in business. He literally was flying on his plane until he found somebody to give him $2 million that freaking day. And it's like, wow, it's just kind of that grit. And I do love that not only you're doing it, you're pointing that out to your kids, you know, focusing on, I guess, the effort rather than the outcome. And that's been proven time and time and again in the studies to actually increase performance.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it just really is not getting in your own way, right?
Yeah.
And the mindset is huge. Because, you know, especially as a woman, sometimes I wake up, I'm like, poor me, what was me? And I'm like, no. I got to get up and I've got to take action. And so that's one thing is getting out of my own way. You know, I miss my daughter. And that's one thing is if I say, woe is me, and whenever I think I'm starting to have a pity party, I love to party. I throw pity parties once in a while. And then I'll say, no, it's not woe is me. It's wow. Look at you. Look at me, Sam. Look at what you're doing. But like I said, some of those days I'm like, wow, look at me. Other days I'm like, what am I doing? And you got to laugh about it, right? Or we're going to cry. And, but there's some days I'm really proud. And then other days it's, I just lean into the resources that Glow Tanning has given me, but then also myself, I lean into myself. I lean into prayer a lot. I'm a believer. Some people say, Sam, how do you do it? And I'm like, I don't really know. Jesus took the wheel a long time ago. And I just, okay. So it's just, I think a lot of it is mindset, right? Because we have business smarts, but at times we get in our own way because we have that blockage. And then a lot of times we think of, well, what if it doesn't happen? Well, then what if it does? And then it's just having that abundance and expectancy mindset that being in high performance coaching, that is what I would coach on. And you said something earlier. It's I can coach people at a very, very high level on how to get out of their own way, how to get out of a bad relationship or a bad situation. And then some people, then I'm looking at myself going, well, then you do the same thing. Yep, you can tell somebody else, you know, so.
Well, that's how it always is. It's easier to give advice than to give it to yourself because the lens of what you're seeing the world in, right? Like everything is being filtered through all of your past experiences. Yes. Where if somebody else is looking at your life, they kind of see through all that bullshit. And they're like, no, all of that, those stories don't really matter. Let's just get down to brass tacks. You could figure this out.
Absolutely.
Let's dive a little bit more into faith and or God, but faith. What I hear the biggest benefit of like having a strong faith or having strong belief in God, it's the faith aspect of like, okay, acknowledging that at the end of the day, I don't know anything and I'm part of something much bigger. So I should stop controlling it and just have faith that it's, you know, it's going to happen the way that it is. And then if you have that faith, and even for somebody who doesn't believe in God, if like, it seems like it works, even if it's the placebo effect, because what it does is it primes you to think you're always focusing on the good. You're saying prayers and you're giving thanks. And then you're always focusing on the gratitude, which then leads to the abundance. And I think it's just such a good upward spiral. And then it's also, if you can see bad events in your life as, oh, you know, this is happening because this is the perfect God's plan, or this is a learning experience, you're immediately looking at it from a positive lens rather than a negative lens. So I think that has a huge, huge role in anybody's life. But talk to me about the role in your life. And was there a time that you, I guess, doubled down on your faith and dove into it a little bit more?
Yeah, I'd love to. I had no other choice than to double down. I you know, it's when I say, like, I don't want to get emotional, but when I say I lost my house, when I got let go from a company in 2017, I lost my house. I lost my car. I lost my job. I was in a non-compete. I couldn't even go back into the industry. One thing I didn't lose is my faith. And it's the only thing I had. I didn't know how. I didn't know when. But at the age of 40 and having two kids living in a hotel, I had a lot of hotel points from traveling. So that was good. The benefit. But, you know, now it's there's so many times still, Bennett, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. And I think mine is just more of being away from my daughter. Mm-hmm. That is such a struggle for me. And when I pray, I pray a lot. I just have conversations with God. I'm like, yo, what's up? It's me again. Yes, yes, yes. Because I don't have all the answers, but I trust his plan. You know, the naysayers out there, I've gotten the ridicule. Like, how could she move away from her daughter for a job? I didn't move away from my daughter. I'm following God's plan. And so it's one of those where what I lean into when I don't know, and when, you know, I can't find a solution in a business world, I just bow my head and pray. And I don't know how, but I know you're going to get me there. I mean, it's how I start my day. I've got my habits there as well. Just like when it can, your mindset ready is I get my faith set. And because there's a lot of things, yes, as a business, you know, owner, but also as a single mom, that I can really be, we can all be knocked out of our faith. Working under Brendon Burchard, high performance is honor the struggle. And I've learned as I'm struggling, I'm becoming stronger. So God is about to put something on me that he knows I need to be stronger in. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. And when there's pain, I've really learned, and there was a saying that I always would say to myself, I do a lot of journaling, and I'll say, inside this pain, there's a purpose. Inside this purpose, I'm going to find my power. So it's time to pivot. It's time to pivot, Sam. And look at it. There's times now, even like when I am feeling a certain way, or I am discouraged, defeated, I'm just feeling maybe a little depressed, I find calm and peace in that. I say, pause and pray. This is happening for a reason. And I know you've heard before, like, and I'm sure you experience it, Bennett, where it's like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, that's God. That's God. I can almost feel the Holy Spirit moving. And it's one of those where, thank you. And I try to, again, not get in my own way. And my plan didn't work out so well, you know? And so when I just lean into, okay, I'm not perfect, but I'm protected. And that's one thing, is me being protected by my Heavenly Father. I'm going to fail. And he understands that. And I just have to get up and continue to lean into his plan, not mine. And that's one thing that my daughter and I have really connected in, praying together. My son as well. They see me pray all the time. And mom, why this? Why this? Even with things that are going on outside there in the world. Why? Sweetheart, just pray. Pray about it. Just pray about it. You'll find internal peace and calm. And right now, that's what we need. So my faith is huge in this journey.
I love that. And I love that when I said, did you double down? You're like, I had no choice. And I felt like I was in a similar situation about a year ago. I'm like, no, I was going to die. I felt like I was going to die. And I had to double and triple down and try any and everything. So like this year, 2025 for me, I'm like, I'm getting into, I guess, back into spirituality. I'm like, okay, can I really raise, you know, my emotions in the morning through a meditation? And then that is going to set me up better throughout the day, you know, through that kind of,
right,
I don't know, manifestation, whatever. And I've been telling my wife this, and then like every single day, I'm like, okay, everything that happens is perfect, right? Like it has to happen, whether it's a God's plan perspective or if it's physics, cause and effect. Like everything that's ever happened had to happen. Everything that's going to happen seems like the same. So, but if you could focus on, okay, this is perfect. Everything is perfect. And then you're finding evidence to back up. It's confirmation bias, right? You have a belief and then you're going to go back that up because your brain wants to, I guess, prove to you that that's true.
Right.
So if you tell yourself like, this is God's plan, this is the perfect plan, this, I have the perfect life.
Yep.
You'll find 50 evidences of that every day. But if you find, crap, this is such a hard plan, I feel bad, or this is such a whatever, you'll also find that. So I think like priming your brain, and I've been doing that every morning. And I'll tell you, I mean, I'm only a month and a half into the year, but holy moly, all of the things that I used to make fun of my sister for doing the last 10 years, I'm doing every morning and it freaking works. So I want to get into, just as we're closing here, self-forgiveness and grace. Because that's such a, I mean, you talked about getting out of your own way. And a lot of times it's hard to get out of our own ways because We're stuck in the past, right? We're stuck on those, I hired the wrong person, I said the wrong thing, I should have done this, I shouldn't have done that. But if you really trust in, again, either physics, cause and effects, or God on have a plan, go look at any decision you've ever made and say, how could I have ever chosen differently, right? It's like,
yeah,
you couldn't have, like that had to happen. So knowing that, can you forgive yourself? Can you give yourself an infinite amount of grace and move forward on the next phase of the plan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He forgives me. I have to forgive myself. If I don't, I will continue to make decisions in fear. I will continue to make decisions with resentment or anger. I remember my high performance coach said to me, because I was angry, right? When you lose everything, you want to be angry. And then you can be angry at some of your decisions, but then you're like, well, then this person didn't make the deal and this person didn't hold up their end of the bargain. And my coach said to me one day, we were in a session and she said, Sam, anger is not a good accessory on you. It does not go with your outfit. And I was like, say less, say less. Forgiveness is key. And it is, like I said earlier, it's something that I listen to Pastor Stephen Furtick a lot. And he said something a couple weeks ago that we're not perfect, but we're protected. We're protected by his grace, by his forgiveness. And so, you know, we'll say you're a product of your environment, right?
Mm-hmm.
My environment is my Heavenly Father, his grace, his spirit that lives in me. And so I look at, you know, losing everything in 2017. I talk about it a lot because it has set me up for success. Not lose anything. If I didn't, I mean, I thought I was living my best life. I was making about $150,000 a year, which was good for me back then. And if I never lost everything, I would have never been on this journey. If even like moving to Oklahoma, if I never moved to Oklahoma and said yes to that opportunity, I would never be owner of 3 Glow Tanning Salons. So yeah. It's one of those, like when I'll say, I didn't make that decision. That was Jesus taking the wheel, been like, all right, sister, move over. Let me get us there, honey. And I truly believe that. I 100% in my heart and soul believe that God is in complete control. And when I do make those decisions, it's kind of like, I'm like, okay, I know. Okay. And I pivot and I align myself with my highest self. And that's where I'm going to continue to go.
I love that. I was going to ask, what year do you feel like you've learned the most or gone through the most personal growth? And I'd assume it's within, you know, a year or two of the 2017. Is that accurate?
You know, in 2017, I didn't realize. I looking back then, I didn't realize what was happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it as failure, destruction, defeat. You know, depression is real. And it's one of those where without my 2 kids, hate to say, like, I am my faith.
Mm-hmm.
What did I have to live for? And I hate to go that deep, but it's real. It's very, very real. I think my biggest movement was in 2020. Giving myself permission to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to not be okay. Just don't stay that way. And it's okay to pause and pray. It's okay to honor the struggle and find strength from it. But if you don't acknowledge where you're at, when you're in those darker moments, right? Like people, you know, say, oh, you know, I'm rock bottom. I'm like, rock bottom? I was 2 levels below. I was halfway to hell and I'm a believer, you know, like,
yeah.
But the only person that was going to get me there besides my faith was me,
mm-hmm.
was me. You know, people start knocking on your door. And if you're depressed, if you're, angry, you don't look at it as an opportunity. That's an obstacle. What do you want? What do you want? Instead of being like opening that door, been like, hi, what can we do together? Right? That's one thing that I do know with Glow Tanning and the CEO, Ani Adenukwe. He has professionally taken me to a level that I never really knew I had in me. He brought the best out in me. He saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. And so it was one of those where he was that tough love, baby. Woo! We had some hard conversations. I'm thinking, who do you think you are? And I look back and I'm so grateful for him because he had those hard conversations and he would say, you're better than that. Stop. You're not doing it right. And I'm like, but I'm the expert. So it's just one of those is, you know, the opportunity that he saw in me and challenged me. I've earned everything. One thing that he has taught me as well is nothing is given. You've got to make sacrifices. You have to be disciplined. You have to be consistent. And then you got to step up for the challenge. And not every day is going to be a good day. And that's what I'm going through right now, right? Financially, I'm not living in an abundance. Ooh, but I know that one day when these business loans are paid off, Bennett.
Yes. But it's also good, like, because you have some, I mean, you have Ani, who is an amazing mentor. And it's like, you see the path forward. So imagine if you're a part owner in three salons going through this hell and you didn't have that, you didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Then you're just like, again, what am I living for? Like, is this going to work out? So anyways, I love where you're at. And I guess what I was getting at with another question, you typically learn the most after getting hurt the most, or I don't know if that's the right word, but like when you're close to hell, that's when you're forced to look at yourself and like, okay, what I'm doing is not working. I'm on this effing hamster wheel and I'm just going in circles. I'm just doing the same thing, expecting life to change, but my thoughts, my emotions, my actions don't change. And yet somehow I think everything else is going to change. So like I think you described like the first 6 months of last year of like, am I going to do it? Is this worth it? Do I want it? You know, like just getting crushed until I reached that point. I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. I need to focus all my time, attention on fixing my brain and my anxiety and depression. Because if I don't, I can't keep living like this. And then I'm like, again, fast forward, what is that? Like 8 months. I'm like, holy crap. I feel better than I ever have in my life, but I had to freaking get punched in the face 100 times. Damn it.
Kicked. You know, it wipes you. And it's very humbling. It's very humbling, right? And the thing is not that I felt like I ever had an ego, but I was at the point like, why me? And that's where you get to a point of, I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to lose at this point. I need to start investing in me. I need to start making a difference in me because I'm only as good as my internal strength, right? And my mindset. The being a high performer, it's all mindset. It's, you know, you hear that what you believe you'll achieve and all that kind of stuff, but it truly is. You're only as good as your mind will. And people will say the sky is the limit. No, I'm my only limit. I'm my only limit because beyond that, you know, there. I just one of those things. But we're human. Life happens. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, you know, people will say, you know, life, you know, throws you a curveball. I said, no. I got hit by the pitch. I got hit in the heart. But did I stay down on that dirt? No. I learned how to reposition myself in the batter's box. I learned how to grip the bat differently. And I kept swinging until I connected and I hit that ball out of the park. And I will never give up. I will never give up because I've got two kids and I have myself. And it's just one of those where I do love that, like getting to that point where's my joy, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something as a high performer, Brendan Burchard talks about all the time, bring the joy, win the day. And don't just get through the day. Some people say, oh, I just got to get through this day. I got to get through this month. I got to get through this year. Pull something from this day. Pull it. It's your day. It's a gift. What are you going to pull from the day instead of you just getting through it? You know, walking through a relationship or a project or a day without emotion. It's like you're just going through the motions with no emotion. Bring your emotions into it.
Yeah. And what's the point? It's life is all about the emotion and the highs and the lows, but also being able to see those objectively as like, just something that's happened momentarily and time, and that will help you view the more negative emotions as, I mean, what you said before, right? It's okay to not be okay. Just don't stay that way. So I love everything that you've shared. Thank you so much for the time and everything that you've shared with us. So super cool. Congrats on your success with Glow. I'm excited to grow alongside you as we open up the stores together.
I love it.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you, Bennett.